Thanks for joining us on 2SER today, Greg.
Thanks, Celine. Thanks for inviting me.
So I suppose, you know, this is often the first question, but why should people become a vegan?
Well, I guess it's most people would agree that we should avoid unnecessary suffering of animals as much as possible. And the fact that, that humans can live very well without, without any animal products, and that animals do suffer in the production process, that we really should abide by our underlying belief that, we should be kind to others and avoid unnecessary suffering.
And why vegan and not vegetarian? What is the difference?
Well, veganism is an attitude towards animals, and the diet is a consequence of that. So a vegan would not eat any animal products because they're the result of suffering, but also wouldn't wear clothing such as wool and leather for the same reason. Whereas often vegetarianism is more a diet, and it often includes the consumption of dairy and eggs, which are in fact two of the cruelest industries. The dairy industry with the cows and the calves, and the egg industry, the egg-laying chickens are probably the most suffering of all farmed animals.
And what makes that a crueler way of farming, like the eggs and chickens?
Well, the egg-laying chickens, most chickens can live at least 5 years old. Egg-laying chickens, usually their bodies are spent after about 8 months to 2 years, and so most of them are kept in sheds. So the shed is just depopulated, is the term they use. All of the chickens are taken out and killed. And also, egg-laying chickens have been bred to unnaturally lay eggs at an unnatural rate, about one a day, whereas in natural birds, the birds that the hens evolved from would probably only lay, you know, half a dozen or a dozen a year. And so it's really bad on their bodies. Mm. And they just, if you rescue a chicken from an egg-laying farm, unfortunately, they often can't live much longer than 2 years, which is a real shame.
Mm. Now, you know, going back to a vegan diet, many people would argue that you can't get all the essential nutrients for a healthy diet through a vegan diet. What do you think? And do you think that there are other ways around this?
Well, with nutrition, it's becoming more and more clear that that vegans can do exceptionally well. If you look at bodybuilders and athletes, a lot of those, they're not particularly interested in the animal's welfare, but they go vegan because they believe that it's better for their bodies and their performance. But recently, the Australian government has an organisation called the National Health and Medical Research Council, and they organise a thing called the Australian Dietary Guidelines, which is the peak information about what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. And in a recent review, they added in a clear statement that a vegan diet is suitable for or is adequate for all stages of life, including pregnancy and childhood, and that's backing up similar organisations in the United States and Canada and elsewhere around the world. So the science is in that a vegan diet is perfectly healthy, and in fact can be more healthy, considering that meat often can result in higher heart disease, stroke, cancer, and diabetes and other diseases like that.
That's really good to know. And I guess, what are some of the health benefits of being vegan?
Those ones that I mentioned, heart disease, stroke, and some forms of cancer, not all forms, are related to diet. Animal-based proteins can cause those, and particularly diabetes. Diabetes 2, I think it's becoming clearer that if someone gets diabetes 2 and then goes on to a plant-based diet, it can often reverse that diabetes.
And I guess if I wanted to become a vegan, where would I start?
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is to look at why you're becoming vegan. And I think a good place to start, well, the only place to start there is a compassion towards animals.
Mm.
And then understand how to live healthily as a vegan. You've got to take the B12 supplements. B12 is a vitamin that is produced by bacteria and is eaten by farmed animals and it also in dirt and things like that. So we live such a clean lives. We wash all our fruit and vegetables. So B12 is hard to come by in a vegan diet. So we call it sort of the magic pill. You can save hundreds of animals a year by taking this little pill. And then swap some of your recipes, swap the animal-based parts of it to vegan. And then you should have a look at a website such as veganeasy.org. That has a 30-day menu plan, which is nutritionally balanced, and get some idea for recipes there.
Brilliant. That would be very helpful for any aspiring vegans out there. And now I've noticed that there have been a lot of vegan events popping up. I think last year there was a big vegan festival in Glebe. What are some of the nearest ones across Sydney or any upcoming vegan events that you could tell us about?
Well, we Vegan Australia has a service where we collate all of the vegan events around Australia. There's probably in the next couple of months about 200 coming up in Australia. And in Sydney, we probably list about 10 a week. Nutrition seminars and cooking classes, social events like films and dinners and picnics, and there's even a no-meat athletes group that meets once a week.
Wow, really?
Some of the big events coming up, there's a vegan day out. It's in Melbourne and Sydney, in Glebe in Sydney. That's coming up in a couple of weeks, where the whole street, Glebe Point Road, is a lot of the shops have specials on vegan produce and meals. Sydney Vegan Festival, I think, is in a month or so. That's in the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. And the Vegan Expo has been going for about almost 10 years now. That's in Petersham Town Hall, and that's coming up in May. And then in November is World Vegan Day and World Vegan Month, and so every city has a major event. In Sydney, it's the Cruelty Free Festival.
Mm.
So there's lots of places for people to learn more about veganism and to meet other vegans. And it's always good to be able to have other vegans in your life. When I became vegan about 20 years ago, I didn't know one other person who was vegan, so it can be isolating. So I think one of the first steps you should do when you transition to vegan is to go and find other vegans.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER today, Greg. And definitely check out those events, everyone, all those upcoming vegan events, if you are interested. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks very much.